four farm walls have taken root this month in Goshen County, Wyoming, including two in Torrington. In February, Sandy Hone, Goshen County Economic Development Community Development Director, wrote a grant for farm walls through the Wyoming Business Council. The farm wall grants are funded through the United States Department of Agriculture Specialty Crop Grant and administered by the Wyoming Department of Agriculture. Hone says she began by writing a grant for one farm wall.
What was really cool is it was only for one farm wall, and but we heard that there was more than one farm wall available, so we asked for as many as we could get. So we Goshen County received four farm walls, which was the most in the state, so that's super exciting for us.
The farm walls are small, vertical aquaponics growing systems that don't require soil, but will have fish, snails, and lily pads. One of the walls is in front of the Torrington City Building, but after a couple of years, will move downtown. Dennis Estes, building official for the City of Torrington and president of the Wyoming Main Street Committee, says the wall is meant for downtown.
It's really made for Main Street program to be on the Main Street. So when people are shopping, they stop, they go into the store and ask what's going on. It's a big, huge hit in Laramie and a lot of the other towns in the state of Wyoming. So that's kind of our direction we'd like to head. So that's, you know, and it's all just experimental right now, but I'm really excited we get the fish and see how that all works out.
In Torrington, the walls are at City Hall and the Senior Center, with another wall in Fort Laramie and then one in Lingle. Caroline McBurney, a member of the Community Presbyterian Church of Lingle and the Downtown Committee, says the church became home to one of the walls by luck.
And just so happened that there was a meeting that night at the church, and the topic was to talk about things we could do for the community and outreach into the community. And it was like, this just fell in our lap and it was perfect. So we jumped at the chance.
McBurney says the produce from their wall will feed the community when it's ready.
And our goal is to develop a plan for Lingle for community outreach to help. We're big supporters of Goshen Help. So, you know, we'll figure out a process for helping them where we can and making donations there. And we're just now starting to explore in the community where the needs are. And we'll be, if people know of needs in the Lingle community, I would love to hear from people as well.
Estes agrees the community is why they purchased the walls. Before COVID-19, the walls were to be taken care of and planted by the senior citizens and school children.
It's just a community farm, basically. We want the kids to understand what goes on. We want the community to understand. We really are probably going to go to the food banks with it or try to give it away somehow. We don't really know that part yet, so we're headed that direction. I'm sure the senior center would use it in their kitchen, possibly. And we have a kitchen here because we have a daycare here at the school, at the City Hall. And I've already talked to their kitchen staff, and they're looking at it, and they can use some of the vegetables and stuff in there.
The fourth wall is located at the Fort Laramie Community Center, which also houses a community garden. Planting Roots Preschool will grow the produce for the farm wall next year. This year, the preschool grew all the flowers that were planted in town planters.